It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Keystone Kickoff Show. Quarter number two, looking ahead, Penn State, Maryland, Friday night in College Park, a rare Friday night game, sort of a strange stretch with a bye going into an abnormal game week on a Friday night. Coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio, Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. He's Greg Pickle. I'm Dustin Hockensmith. We're breaking down this Penn State-Maryland matchup. Penn State comes in a seven-point favorite as of midweek. Two teams coming off byes, two teams looking to figure out who they are, looking to address, you know, in Penn State's case, they're 3-0, Maryland 2-1, really surged into the national rankings week two with that blowout win over Syracuse. Found the going a little tougher on the road at Temple last week. They're back home hosting Penn State. 7-point spread to start things off, Greg. What were your thoughts on that point spread? Is that about what you were expecting? To me, that seems about right.
Yeah, I think so. So that implies that if the game was at Beaver Stadium, we'd be talking about, you know, Penn State is a 10.5 to 11-point favorite, and I think that's about right. You're going to have to give Maryland a little bit of an edge for what should be a Super Bowl-like environment for the Terps. Friday night game, first big contest under Mike Loxley, all that kind of stuff. So I think that plays a role in all of this. But conversely, you know, I think there's going to be plenty of Penn State fans there too. So that'll you know, play a role in the crowd as well. But yeah, 7 points is about right in my book. I think we've seen some explosion from both teams on offense and defense. I think we've also seen some weaknesses from both sides. So to me, it comes down to, and we'll get into it, but who wins the line of scrimmage? And every week that seems to be a point of emphasis for most teams in college football, but it seems especially true this week. I know Maryland's replacing at least one offensive line starter, maybe more. So they have some things to clean up. And for Penn State, you know, can that defensive line that was said to be a huge strength take advantage of what's been a tough, a little bit of tough sledding at times when it comes to not just getting pressure, but also finishing the job and getting sacked. So we'll see. But Friday night game, certainly interesting. When that whole idea of the Big Ten playing Friday night games came out, Dustin, I didn't get the impression that Penn State was going to be a part of a lot of them. But now, you know, we see them in one, you know, a second one in as many seasons.
Yeah, I think, you know, it comes down to probably Penn State being a good draw. You know, I think going on the road, Penn State's not going to, you know, James Franklin is anti-Friday night college football. He's as anti that as anybody. So I don't think you're ever going to see Penn State hosting, but they got no control when they're on the road. And, you know, it was Illinois and now Maryland.
Yes.
You know, these are big games for their home fans, and they want to try to, you know, bring that nighttime environment. Maybe in some cases, hope that you can throw the other team off their usual practice schedule and see if that makes any difference. It strikes me as an underdog tactic that what else do you have to lose?
Right. No, absolutely. So, yeah, I have no, I don't know. I know there's a lot of people who don't really like the whole idea of, you know, Friday night games and it's supposed to be for college, high school football and yada, yada. But you know what? I enjoyed on the bye week watching some good matchups Friday night. Utah-USC was a pretty good game. Air Force Boise State was a pretty good game. And I think viewers, that aren't going to the game, maybe our Penn State fans get a good matchup here. So if you're going to play these Friday night games, you might as well pit, two teams against each other that, you know, could be competitive at least for a little while. And they've done that here. So we'll see how it all plays out.
To me, Greg, I think that's exactly what it comes down to. The matchup that you mentioned earlier, Maryland's offensive line had some struggles, was not a very well-equipped group in the first place, and you get an injury. Now they're replacing a starter at right guard, and you're shuffling the deck and hoping that this new look group can hold its own against Penn State's defensive line. It's a group that James Franklin had said last week that he thought would be a little further along when it came to pressure and production. This could be an opportunity for them to do that. You're going to have your ducks in a row to account for all these different weapons that Penn State has up front. And part of that, you know, I think, you know, the same way that Pitt might have sensed a weakness or a vulnerability and sent you know, different look blitzes at that offensive line. You might see Penn State deploy the same tactic here where you're really getting Cam Brown or Micah Parsons or getting, you know, bring cornerback blitzes. We got this group that doesn't yet know what it is up front. Let's try to test that a little bit.
Yep. 100%. I think that if you are going to, if you're going to see Penn State's defensive line have a break, and I don't think they've played all that bad. I don't want to sound like we're piling on to what these guys have done, but at the same time.
Again, I give a lot of credit to Kenny Pickett.
Because it
reminded me of Sam Darnold in the Rose Bowl where, you know, it's a skill. You want Penn State's defensive line, you want the pressure to get there, but it's a skill to be able to skirt that pressure and get a throw off before it gets to you.
Absolutely. And I think we've seen Penn State, have trouble with that, before. But again, in part of it, sometimes you've got to give credit to the offensive line. So, but you know, if you're going to see them break out and finish a sack attempts and opportunities more often than not, this could be the week to do it. But the one thing I'll note is that they sometimes have had trouble with, mobile quarterbacks. Josh Jackson can move around a little bit. I think that's an interesting factor to this as well, because Penn State really hasn't seen a quarterback who can get out of the pocket. And, when you look at what he did at Virginia Tech, when you look at what he's doing now at Maryland, I think he's not going to usually beat you a ton with his feet, but he can do that. And Penn State's going to have to be careful of staying in its lanes and make sure that it's assignment, it's gap sound and all that, because if not, that's where games like this tend to get away from you. So, Jackson's not a completely, he's not like some of these guys Penn State has faced where he's going to pull down and, run. I think his longest rush of the year is 14 yards. And, I think that, he's not been overly he's not been overly mobile by force, I guess you could say, but he'll get out and move if he needs to. Penn State's going to have to watch for that as well. He's not like Pickett where he's just going to sit back there and flick the ball, 52 times.
Just the ability to extend plays, at the end of the day, that is meaningful. You might not need to, Josh Jackson might not be the guy who's going to take it 40 yards to the house, but if he's going to make you respect that part of his game, it can, slow down the pass rush. It can move the chains. It can frustrate you. So we'll see. That's another big angle to watch in this game. It's the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're looking ahead. Penn State, Maryland, Friday night down in College Park. This segment brought to you by GoPSURV.com. When Penn State does return home October 5th against Purdue, you need to be prepared. You need to start by going to GoPSURV.com. The ultimate tailgating experience to and from Beaver Stadium. They arrange that travel for you. You can tailgate from Friday through Sunday the whole weekend long. You can, the football game is really just the beginning of the fun when you book through GoPSURV.com. Be sure to check them out in time for Purdue. Also the Big Ten opponents down the road as well. No better way to take in a football game in Happy Valley than GoPSURV.com. Looking back to last year's matchup, Anthony McFarland was a guy who was torching defenses last year. He came in, he was a non-factor, and then at the same time, Penn State, jumps out to a big lead. They kind of make them abandon that run game a little bit. They're going to be a little bit more multiple, I would say, in this one. Got 5 sacks on the quarterback last year. This is going to be an interesting matchup to see how Josh Jackson changes things. And I think you got to, he's a kid now, transferred in from Virginia Tech, completing 51% of his passes, even as they scored a bunch of points. Maybe the reality hit home that you're going to see some up and down to Josh Jackson's game. You might see 2 different versions in the same game. You might see a good or bad version through four quarters. His performance and how Penn State can affect his performance, it ties into this conversation with the offensive line. But if you can get to Josh Jackson, there's a better chance. I know this is obvious. There's a better chance that you get the quote unquote down version of him. Because right. I do think that consistency has been an issue with him.
Yeah, that's 100% right. And it's interesting when you mention Anthony McFarland, because he has just 20 carries for 93 yards this year. 4 touchdowns. Clearly he's a part of that offense, but he's not, he's not put up to big explosive numbers that we've seen from him in the past. And I think a big reason for that is, like Penn State, You know, and that's that. That's actually not right, that number I just gave you, because these stats are actually not updated with the Temple loss. So never mind. But the point still stands that they use 2, 3, 4 guys pretty heavily. And I think that, you know, because Maryland does that, much like Penn State does it, it can be hard to get one guy into a rhythm, but it keeps all those, you know, all of them fresh. And, you know, that can make a difference late in the game. But I don't know if there's going to be much difference making to be done late in the game. But I don't know. We've seen Penn State struggle at times on the road to put teams away. But this is a very beatable Maryland team, Dustin. If Penn State can capitalize on some of the things it's hit on over the course of the first 3 weeks.
So McFarland, he's got 46 rush attempts. Okay. For that, that's his total for the year. But that you've seen Javon Leak, who I believe led the team in attempts last year in the game against Penn State. Tayon Fleet Davis is another guy. Jake Funk, they are distributing the ball around some and spreading the wealth, and kind of like Penn State, they're you know, they've got their lead back in McFarland, but they're not afraid to throw some different looks at you. I think we'll see that, you know, again, especially if Penn State, as it did early against Maryland last year, managed to get to take McFarland out of the game plan completely. That was a huge win for Penn State early in that game.
Yeah.
And, you know, as the game flow went on, they just never really had an opportunity to get him back into the game flow. If they can do that, obviously that would be a starting point. Another starting point is to take away McFarland, who I think you can probably still say, even as they're trying to distribute the ball a little bit better, he's still maybe their most dangerous offensive weapon. To take that away would be a huge step in the right direction for Penn State.
Yeah, definitely. I think if you're going to win this game, it's kind of like doing what you did to Pittsburgh, which is limit the rush. Don't let that four-headed monster led by McFarland beat you. And then make Josh Jackson throw the ball a lot. And look, Mike Locksley's probably not going to throw it, 52 times like Pat Narduzzi did and with Kenny Pickett. But, you know, again, he's also not going to keep pounding his head against the wall if he's trying to run the ball. And Penn State puts up another performance like it did against the Panthers, where it allowed, a yard a carry or something like that. So, yeah, to me, if you can stop the run, make some explosive plays in the passing game, you should have no problem winning this game.
Which, to me, you know, speaking of Pat Narduzzi calling Penn State's secondary a weakness, how about you come back and they might put them in positions where they've got to cover guys one-on-one. They're going to throw some pressure at Josh Jackson. Step up to the plate. Make sure those throwing lanes aren't as welcome and as warm as they were for Kenny Pickett a couple weeks ago, because they were. You know, he did a nice job, and he delivered a lot of accurate balls out there. I don't know that Josh Jackson really has the same capability to deliver with accuracy time and time again as Kenny Pickett did. I didn't think Kenny Pickett had it in him either, and then he did it.
It was an all-conference performance.
But I do think that Penn State secondary shares a little bit of blame there. What do you got as far as a pick?
Penn State 34, Pittsburgh 24 in a game not as close as that 10-point might make it seem.
By Pittsburgh, you mean Maryland.
Or Maryland,
34-24.
Yeah.
I'm seeing it roughly the same way. I got 31-17. I think Penn State's going to give up a little bit, but not too much. There you go. That's our picks. We're moving on. Emily Giambalvo from the Washington Post will give her pick as well.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating, oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Cause it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, it's Ross Tucker, former NFL player and now host on the Keystone Sports Network, telling you about GoPSURV.com. I had an unbelievable experience for the Wisconsin game with my wife. My father-in-law came up. We had an absolute blast tailgating at GoPSURV.com. If you don't know about it or you haven't checked it out yet, you need to do so immediately. Call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 or go to GoPSURV.com.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.